Hello, motherfucker.
Welcome to Hot Topics with Alan Val, the only podcast
that
on all things Hot Topics in just 15 minutes. We have some great Hot Topics today, so don't go anywhere. We're just gonna jump right into our first topic, which is 16 and pregnant star busted for prostitution. She was arrested for prostitution after cops say they spotted her streetwalking. 20-year-old Valerie Fairman, who appeared on season 2 of the show, is allegedly walking the streets in Newcastle, Delaware. We're told cops conducted the sting after getting a slew of citizen complaints about the prostitution in the area. She allegedly agreed to perform a sexual act for cash, and she was arrested along with 7 other women. Valerie, a little backstory on her. She became popular on 16 and Pregnant after getting in multiple fights with baby daddies over her daughter. So she's still in custody. I mean, is that show even still on the air? I think they should just cancel it if it is. I don't know.
I frankly don't even watch it. Can you reiterate that in plain English? Like, what happened? They're working as prostitutes now, or what?
I don't. One of the stars, her name is Valerie. Was walking the street like for prostitution. She got arrested. Like, I don't know if that show is still in the air, but I think if it is, it should definitely be canceled. I think it still is. It's on MTV.
Is it MTV? I was gonna say TLC.
Either that or TLC.
TLC has all this weird shows.
I don't know. I think it's on MTV.
That subject area doesn't suit me.
I know, like, 16, like.
I don't even want to know, like,
stupid. That's like a stupid idea for a show. I don't know.
I guess not if you're a 16.
I think that did really well in its first season, but after that, I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. It's not as popular as the other stuff.
All right. So our second topic for tonight, Nick Gordon. I believe that's Bobby Christina's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Supposed boyfriend.
Supposed husband.
Yes, yes.
The family claims he never even tried to visit Bobby Christina. Whitney Houston's family, they're mad at Nick Gordon. He can't see Bobby Christina while she lays in a hospital bed on life support because they say he hasn't even tried. Multiple Houston family sources tell us that it's absurd that Nick has a lawyer putting them on blast for denying him the right to see his girlfriend, which they said it was his wife, but like, it wasn't
right. So he hasn't even tried to see her at the hospital.
That's what his family say, but then it goes on to say that the sources say Nick has never even once tried to make his way inside the hospital. They had a picture of Nick in front of the hospital, and they think it was just for the cameras. He never tried entering the building, they claim. But Nick's lawyer, Randy Kessler, insists his client has made the effort, but has been blocked. Which I believe
I heard, I thought they said that he was blocked from. I don't know how you can really do that, but
I don't know. Like,
you have to hire your own.
Remember, they're not.
They're not blood. He's not immediate family.
Right. He's not. So her family can deny him.
Right.
Legally,
I guess so.
Because he's not married to her.
Yeah, right.
So,
but isn't he, aren't they investigating him or finding him?
Yeah, because they said that she's still in the medically induced coma, and they said that they're doing a criminal investigation on him because they found marks on her, like bruises.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So,
maybe that was from the car crash she supposedly had.
Yeah, that's right. I heard she had a car crash before, but
it's crazy, all the stories that are out there. You don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a shame. I don't think they'll... I don't know. Supposedly she's improving. You don't know what to believe. It's weird.
Several Bobby Brown's relatives threatened to put hands on him if Nick ever showed up. According to his attorney.
You mean hands like Chris Humphrey said as a rock
on the
Kardashian
episode. Oh, in that episode we watched today?
Yeah, we have to put hands on you.
Yeah, so there's a criminal investigation surrounding the circumstances of Bobby Christina's near drowning, and Nick is the target. So, if I were the family, I could see why they wanted to block him from the hospital, because he might try to kill her at the hospital.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Who knows?
What's the motive, though? Because I don't think he gets any of the money. Supposedly the money goes to her grandmother and Whitney's brother.
I don't know. Maybe they had a fight or something.
And maybe some to Bobby.
You know, maybe they had a fight at the house, and that's why.
Well, maybe.
Who knows?
Crazy.
All right. So, topic number three is Kim Kardashian Northwest at the fashion show.
Oh, my favorite of the week.
Okay, so.
Oh, man.
So,
that baby is a prop.
So, at the fashion Kanye's fashion show for the unveiling of his new shoes, the Yeezy Boost 750.
He had a fashion show just for his shoes.
I think it was a fashion show
with
but,
Adidas.
But
I
he
think.
Put like he had like a spin. He had like a segment in it or something. I don't know the full story on it, but
okay. They brought their prop kid to the fashion show.
So,
who the hell else would bring a kid to a fashion show? A toddler. It was probably her nap time.
Yeah,
that's why she was crying.
But the kid is like screaming and stuff, and then
she
looked like in the pictures that she waited until to remove her.
Probably.
And they said that all of the guests around her, there was let me see.
Anna Wintour, P. Diddy,
Jay-Z, and Beyonce.
Yeah, and someone looked like Giselle Bündchen looked like, I don't know, someone like looking like Giselle
so
was sitting next to Anna Wintour.
It says they're amused slash annoyed, so you know that means they're pissed at the tantrum.
Yeah.
And at one point, Kim grabs North for a quick exit.
Yeah, I saw that in that lousy outfit she was wearing. And then I also saw the other picture where Kim's looking behind her as if she's trying to motion. She's probably looking for the nanny or something.
I did see that.
She's probably looking for someone to take the baby away, the baby slash prop. It was probably the baby's nap time. Idiots.
So
when will they crash and burn? Oh,
I don't.
My God.
I don't think their marriage is gonna last a lot longer. To tell you the truth,
I don't know. People think that they will because they're both vapid and shallow.
I don't know, but anyways,
that Kanye's a nut. Whatever.
So it said maybe Kim should roll. Jay-Z and Beyonce and leave the kid at home.
Right.
Which, of course, they should do that.
Right.
Because,
well, they're accomplished. At least they're accomplished.
Yeah.
And they get their value from something else other than a child. She needs something to validate her.
But who takes... Only they would take a toddler to the fashion...
She acts like she's the only person that's had a child.
It's just like... The baby's like crying. You know, I'm sure the guests were like pissed because they're at it's Fashion Week in New York and they're like it's like a big event,
right.
I think.
And they act so serious.
Yeah.
And then God, can you imagine? I wonder what Kanye did once he was alone with her. You think he yelled at her?
I'm sure he's.
Oh my God! It'll be interesting.
All right, moving on. Jennifer Lopez sued.
She got sued
because her dog went after the neighbor.
Oh, I thought that was Casper's dog.
It was, but Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart are officially reuniting in court. The woman, which was the neighbor who was bitten by one of Casper's dogs, is suing both of them.
Uh-oh.
And her injuries are gruesome. I know you didn't see the pictures.
No.
But right here.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw one. Oh. Cut, like right here. Yeah.
I almost vomited. Stitches all around here on the part of your hand. I don't know the term for it, but like stitches all around here.
Ugh.
and all on this right arm, bruised and bloody everywhere.
Ugh.
I almost vomited.
And like stop when you get injuries on your hand, that hurts because you have like tons.
No,
of
but
nerves.
It was like disgusting.
I remember that. It was like long and thin but deep.
Ugh.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was purple too.
Oh, she should be able to get some bucks out of that.
Yeah, well, I hope the dog doesn't get put down, though. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like when they do that. But
yeah.
Woman who was bitten by one of Casper's dogs is suing both of them in the lawsuit. Andrea Ashley, one of J-Lo's neighbors, said she was getting out of her car back in December when Smart's boxer named Bear mauled her. I guess they named him right. The dog mauled her, left her arm and hand, leaving her with broken bones and cuts. She's included photos of her blood.